We're talking with John Susi, cross-country coach at Sioux City West. His team's been performing well this year. Coach, appreciate you taking time to chat with us today. For starters, tell us a little bit about the season you guys are having there at Sioux City West and how you're feeling with how things have gone so far.
Well, this is my third season here coaching. And, you know, the first one's kind of a learning experience. And second one, we had great seniors my second season. And they kind of set the tone for this third season here that we're having now. We had two, JoJo Small and Lily Whiteshirt. They're both running in college right now. And then we had Alondra Prieto, who's playing soccer in college right now. So we really set the tone last year for the season we're having this season.
Yeah, and you know, I know at different times this year you guys have been really competitive at meets, you know, have won some meets. I guess speak to what you've seen from the guys and gals this year that you like, and touch on, you know, last year kind of setting the foundation for this year.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything starts in the summer. I mean, there's the running club that they were all a part of that they really hit hard. You know, we had Henry Fisher and Telmo Lamone, Bailey Hansen, like, they were all there running every day. And, you know, if you put the work in, cross country is one of those sports that you're really going to get something out of if you're willing to come in and grind, and they have been.
Who have been some of the guys and gals leading the way this season?
So we have, you know, Henry Fisher. He's our team captain. You know, he's like a three-sport athlete, everything we ever need. Like, he's the first person I go to as far as, like, talking to players. You know, they Drake Copeland, who's one of the football coaches here and a track coach who's here, they make sure they're lifting real hard, too. Our total well-being program is awesome, and him and all the PE teachers make sure that all our runners are ready to roll. He's a junior, but he's stepped up every time we've ever needed anything. And Telmo Lamone, he's always right there with him every practice. And then Bailey Hansen, you know, she's been top five at conference both her years here. So, you know, she's been a strong runner every year we've had her as well.
Still a lot of season left in one way, but also probably doesn't feel like it. You know, what's the approach that you guys have going forward to put yourselves in a good spot come late October?
Yeah, so, you know, there's about a month left of the season, and, you know, all that hard work, like, you got to grind these last months if you still want your success to carry over. So, you know, we've had a pretty good showing so far in the season, but, you know, there's a lot of season left. So, you know, if we're willing to work harder than the other teams, we can keep progressing and do even better.
What are the goals and expectations that you guys have as you move forward?
So, I mean, my goal, you know, you kind of look at your team every year, and on the boys' side, my goal was to have all five of our runners under 20, like all five of our scoring runners, and we've already done that. So now we're just, you know, I would be like, now we're looking at to have all five of our scoring runners under 19, and then, you know, on the girls, it was 23 minutes we wanted everybody under, and everybody's either under that already or pretty close. So, you know, we just, you know, just keep moving the goalposts on them a little bit, say.
It's John Susi, head cross country coach at Sioux City West. Coach, appreciate the time today, and we wish you the best of luck going forward.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.